This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we go out to the hotline and talk to our friend Eric Hagman. He's in Bradenton, FLA. He's covering camp, spring training. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I've never been better, Colin.
I bet. So you made it okay. What is your plan over the next 48 to 72 hours, if you'd like to give me a rough thumbnail, please?
All right. It starts with not getting sunburned. That is number one on my priority list. The second thing is I'm going to talk to as many of the Pirates pitchers and catchers and whatever position players trickle in at Pirate City. We're going to get as much information back to you guys in the burg on that. And then I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Listen to this.
Okay. This sounds like a plan.
That's what Colony told me to do. So,
did you take golf clubs like Colony will?
I took Jim's clubs.
Wow. You forced Hagman to take your clubs?
I didn't. I just threw him in the thing. He had no choice.
All right. Have you gotten to Pirate City, Eric?
I went over there yesterday. I spent a little bit of time there. I'm on my way now, just pulled over so as not to be a traffic hazard while talking to you guys. But, boy, I'll tell you, that's a beautiful complex. It really is.
What's on the agenda for them today? I know workouts don't start until Wednesday, but are there already guys trickling in? Have you seen anybody? And what do
we... There were some guys there yesterday, Chris. I think a lot of these guys, the ones who live in Florida probably come in a little early. Guys have been working out there for a while. But today is like the formal arrival day where they go through all the protocols and, physicals and that sort of thing. I'm hoping Neil Huntington's going to be around today, so maybe we can get a Q&A with him. But as you mentioned, the first workout for the pitchers and catchers isn't until Wednesday.
Think anybody will come in a helicopter?
Melky Cabrera may come in a helicopter. How about that?
All right.
That would be tremendous. Okay, so you're gonna walk into the clubhouse and okay, you got pitchers and catchers. Who's the first guy? You could pick out one guy you're gonna go up to right away and talk to.
It's got to be Papa Francisco, isn't it? I mean, what's been a relatively quiet off season for the Pirates. I mean, they've been really busy the last week, at least with signing these veteran players. And I mean, I think Liriano's a good story. He was the ace of their staff at one time, not that long ago. And now here's a guy who's just trying to fight to stay in the major leagues. And interesting to find out, why he decided to come back here.
Eric, doesn't one of the stories have to be, even in the infancy of camp, what's going to happen both short-term and long-term in the 2019 season in the middle of the infield?
Yeah. I mean, I think Frazier is your second baseman. I don't think there's any question about that. Adam Frazier. Shortstop, they do not seem to be inclined to go out and bring in a veteran either through trade or if there's anybody remaining on the free agent market. I know Galvis had been mentioned that he signed with Toronto. They like Eric Gonzalez. They at least like him to the point that they want to take a real long look at him. And then they have Kevin Newman in reserve. We'll see how it plays out. I was just thinking this morning, Corey Dickerson wasn't even with this team when camp opened last year. And he became not only a starter, but he became a Gold Glove outfielder. So it's quite possible that something will happen between now and when they break camp near the end of March that may be something totally unforeseen. But they're going to look at these guys in the spring training games and then go from there.
This will be the first spring training in a couple of years. Jung Ho Gung has been there at Pirate City as well, Eric. How do he and Moran share time at third base?
I'm not sure about that, Chris. I'm really not. I saw one projection that Gung, if he shows he can hit in spring training, if he still has that nice swing of his, that he may be the everyday third baseman because he still provides more power than what Moran does. And I'm not sure how it's going to shake out. I mean, this guy hasn't played major league ball for 2 years. And, we know what he can do, but that was then.
Eric, not who you think will end up being the fifth starter. Who would you like to see win that fifth starter spot?
Probably Nick Kingham. I think Kingham's got a good upside. You know, he pitched some great games last year, and he pitched some horrible games last year, which isn't totally surprising for a young pitcher getting his first taste. I think he, of all the guys that are being mentioned for that potential fifth spot, he has the best upside. Lyles will get the first crack, I'm sure. I don't know if Liriano fits into that or not. If he is just, if they're looking at him as just the left-handed guy out of the bullpen to come in and get an out or two, or if they're actually going to give him a chance, because he did start primarily last year. That's one of the questions, I think, to find out or to get answered is, you know, what did they promise him or what did they tell him before he signed?
Eric Hageman joining us from Bradenton FLA. Seagulls in the background, lots of fun, all that, as he's on his way to Pirate City. Eric, is it going to be interesting? I think this is another story, too. I think it's going to be interesting to the fan base to see Chris Archer go through an entire spring to really be Pirates property, so to speak, and see what he turns into to launch a season as a Pittsburgh Pirate.
I agree, Colin. Much was made after the season ended, and then he had the surgery, the hernia surgery, I believe it was. And the inference was that he was not completely healthy last year. I know he missed a lot of time in May, was on the DL, that he never was just 100% healthy. The indications are, we'll get more of that from him when we talk to him, and the same with Musgrove, who had surgery. But we'll find out, you know, was that the case? Do you feel you're 100% now? And if he is, I mean, he's a bona fide star pitcher in this league. He's proven it. He's proven it with Tampa Bay. His numbers, his strikeout numbers, his innings pitch numbers, that's, you know, where he's made his mark. He's dependable up until last season with the injury. But he had, towards the end of the season, I thought he started to put it together really well. And working with Ray Searidge, we'll see how it plays out. But, boy, if he doesn't pan out, it's going to put a kibosh on whatever optimism they have for this season.
Real quick, Eric, because we've got about 30 seconds. Since I'm asking you about timeshares, behind the plate, do we see more of an even split, you think, between Diaz and Cervelli this year?
You know, it may just come from the fact that Cervelli can't stay healthy. But I would think if both players are healthy, I think you might catch Cervelli 4 out of every 6, maybe 5 out of every 7 or 4 out of every 7. But Diaz showed he could hit with power. Again, this team needs power. And he didn't embarrass himself behind the plate. He wasn't tremendous, but he didn't embarrass himself back there. And I think you will begin to see more of a split with it. Because let's face it, Cervelli's in the final year of his contract. If he stays the season, they got to make a decision on Diaz and find out if he's their catcher of the future, or they have to go out and find somebody.
All right, Eric. Well, we thank you so much. We'll check in. I don't know about daily, but we'll have plenty of regular dispatches from you. Now, you're laying really low, right? Because you're driving a vehicle that doesn't have big logos on it, correct?
No. I've got big logos. We've got the big K and the big D and the big K and the big A. So everybody's waving to me and honking horns, and they think I'm Richie Walsh, I think is what it is.
Yeah, they don't want
that.
Yeah, what if they thought you were Pomp? That'd be really.
Well, I was wearing a ball cap, so they couldn't see my hair. So I guess they wouldn't confuse me with Pomp then.
I actually have a funny story we'll tell next about that vehicle. But
Eric, I'm gonna miss that.
Eric, thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, see you, Eric. Great stuff.
Thanks, Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.